There's two kinds of people in this world. Those you want to drink with, and those who make you want to drink. This is the perfect pour.
I love gold!
Welcome to the show that is called The Perfect Pour. It's a show about things that are interesting to beer geeks. I am Mikey.
I'm the Nick.
I'm Matt.
We're going to hang out with you for a couple hours, maybe. We don't know. We've got no time schedule. It's not radio. It's a podcast. We can do it as short or as long as we want. We're going to be drinking beers with you. We're going to be talking about beers we had in the past week.
Had it.
Talk about some beer releases to look out for, or we're looking out for.
Found it.
And lots of listeners are going to call us, leave us information, ask us things they want us to talk about, or just come up with their own show.
Listen to it.
And listen to it.
Listen to it.
That's what we do. Before we started the show, we had a very special tailgate session of drinking. Beer donated to the show by D-Goats. It's from New Glarus, the Oofta.
Oofta.
It was a, what do you call those kind of beers there? It's on the side.
Side.
It's in the description.
Rheingeistbot.
It does the Rheingeistbot tradition. Mm-hmm. It's a Bock, not a Bock. Is it a Bock? Is it a Bock? Bock. I think it was a Bock. No?
You're a Bock.
I feel like it was a Bock.
Not finding. Oh yes, the warmer the Bock is, the sweeter it gets.
There you go. It was a Bock beer, and I guess it's great for Bock beers. I don't know.
Yeah,
I'm gonna say it was.
Yeah, good with pizza.
And we also had a Scotty B brewed Harlequin beer that he brought over many moons ago. We're trying to clear out some room in the beer fridge there.
We're not checking our dates.
Mm-hmm. And then, yeah, well, this one we checked the dates on. We got to have long listeners know we have a bad beer drawer. We actually have two now.
Oh, man.
Where we're just, if we knew it was a bad beer, it was old beer, we put it in a drawer and we're going to, the plan is to have a whole episode to get dedicated to just drinking these old bad beers. And now we've started using them for the tailgate. So. This week was
extra Stone's special.
Enjoy By series 7/4/13. So a little bit past.
He said 13.
Yep, that means it's 2019. So that's 6 years.
That's a lot of time.
Could be a different year that you're
going
listening
into the
to this
seventh
show,
year. But. Yeah, of this beer, and it was old tasting, but it wasn't terrible. It was just. Super, as old as you could imagine the IPA tasting, but it was still beer. I've had worse beers, I think. But it was interesting.
Sorry, I'm done now. Yes.
I've had beers that were claimed to be like fresh and they tasted like that.
Yeah,
I'm still not sure if I'm going to die from it.
That's yeah, we'll see in the morning. I think we're already, all three of us have headaches already.
If you wake up and you didn't shit the bed, you're doing pretty good.
Yeah, you did it. You made it.
Give me another test.
Give me another, honey, go give me another old IPA. I think I can do another one. It's 7 o'clock in the morning, dear. Got to do it.
Okay, if you don't wake up at 2 a.m. with bubbly gut, then you're doing pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, need another test here. Please be more specific.
My cousin, they informed me of an acronym.
Oh, yes.
It's called DADS.
What's it stand for?
Day after drinking shits.
I got the DADS.
Yep. Got a case of the DADS.
Can't come in to work this morning. I got the DADS. Oh, yeah. You stay home. We don't need you in here. That
he's like, well, if they made an acronym about it, it must be a serious issue.
Yeah, I've got dads. So that we're all up to date now. The beer that you heard opening right at the opening was Port Brewing's 13th anniversary double IPA, San Diego's Port Brewing. And I think Matt might have donated this to the show.
I did, but it was I was refunded for it. So
oh, okay. All right.
So it was technically a perfect pour.
Technically a Golden God beer.
I was messenger.
A message. This one is better. Some, you know, the 13th anniversary port some beats out the Enjoy By 7413. Number 13s. Uh-oh.
By a hair, huh?
Sounds, if you're superstitious, we got a lot of 13s happening
oh,
here.
Oh, boy. Now we're up to 26, though, so we're all right.
Oh, okay. And that's now we're caught up, really caught up with all the beer drinking. How about some drinking. Culture? Culture.
What?
Matt.
Well, I found out where my brother's going to be.
Okay.
On July 20th, he's going to go to Philadelphia Brewing Company's All Vegan Beers
yes.
Festival. Because
he's flying in.
Flying in.
We're flying in, Nick. We're using that perfect pour money. We're flying him in.
Ooh, on the private jet.
Yep. Poor jet.
The poor so, jet. So, why Vegan Beer Fest?
Yes,
yeah, why?
Is what somebody would say.
Oh.
Because more and more of our customers are identifying as vegetarian or vegan.
Damn it.
Lame excuse. Although,
They're coming into a brewery going, I identify as vegan.
Although, most non-vegan beers are easily spot because they have honey, milk, sugar, and, you know, other common additives, or they could have filtering agents, which are derived from animals or animal byproducts. Mm-hmm. So that seems like a perfect fest for you. Naturally vegans? Cold crash. There's no milkshakes.
Ah, I see what you're getting at.
Yeah.
Thought he's poking fun at me.
There's no
like milk here, stouts. Have some wood chip beer.
Oh, you can go get a gently cold crash double IPA.
Our compost lager.
So that's why I figured you'd be there.
Zero haze? Is that what you're telling me?
you could just skip the food.
That's your new beer handle on social media.
Zero haze.
Hey, here's zero haze.
You don't strike me as a person that wants a vegan tamale made with yams and kale.
I'll eat somewhere else.
But what about Vegan John, which is a carrot terrine?
No.
Fermented radish, dried eggplant, cabbage,
I like that word. No.
And fake mayonnaise.
Fake mayonnaise.
Fake mayonnaise. Oh, God.
Fake
cashew mayonnaise.
Mayonnaise is so good, though. There's no way.
That's vegan ice cream.
Okay.
Vegan molded chocolate. Filled with nut butters, fresh fruit gels, and ganache.
Mm.
So
sounds like a fun time.
So you're still skipping the food side, but yeah. you could at least find beer.
Yeah,
that's my point. Good. You can go to the vegan beer fest. And
I want to say Modern Times has started advertising.
Yep,
vegan beers.
Their can right on the side.
So beer you may vegan. Have had oh. vegan beer already and not even known it.
It's not. There's nothing that. Like, it's like, oh, we didn't use this. And I mean, it's
not hard to get there.
It's like one of those. It's like,
usually it's just that filter, right? That makes you make it non-vegan.
It's like you make it to, well, there's a sheet filter, centrifuge, and diatomaceous earth for some, for most people, those are considered vegan ways to filter beer. Mm-hmm. But,
like a pool filter.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah. I can make beer in my pool.
Yes.
Oh.
Yeah.
And it'd be vegan?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Run it through your filter.
Yep.
I got a DE filter.
Yep. You right. sure do.
All right. Let's make some beer.
Let's go make some beer.
beer is good with lots of chlorine in it, right?
Yeah. That's what keeps the bacteria.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All right. We can do it. Sorry if my daughter swims in it too.
Probably should avoid that part.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
As long as there's no pee in your ool, we're all right.
Uinta has announced that, or as people have found out, that they have a regrouping after one of their private equity partners exits. There was, they basically said they're still open, they're still going, they still see growth, but they did have one of their investors transition out. They did have another one, I believe, earlier in this year come in. But
yeah, they're getting more indie.
Yeah.
You don't see that. That's a trend we need to see, is like breweries getting more in, like some brewery that has all these investors or or buyout or something, just get like, no, we don't need you guys.
Yep.
We're getting more indie.
And then a place that Mikey will less be investors. On Saturday, July 27th is Society Brewing's 7th anniversary.
You know I'm going to be there. You know I'll be there.
Seven?
Seven, huh?
Man.
I wish. I wish I'll be there.
So they're going to have unlimited pours in addition to year-round staples and unlimited summer pours. Seasonals. Society Brewing.
Not price unlimited. Just you can keep coming back and buying.
Here's the specialty beers that they have for the event. They have the Butcher Barrel-Aged Edition.
Butcher.
Barrel-Aged.
Borders the Butcher.
The Journeyman Number 4, Single Barrel Feral Ale. Roustabout. It's a double IPA.
That's a good one. And then
the Apothecary, which is Ales for ALS, which is an IPA. So annual charity beer. And then something from the Bellroom Archives is literally how they labeled the last one. They'll just be like, that beer.
We're not even sure yet.
And what I like about this is they also announced that they will have signature and special for all. And they announced like a list of local restaurants that I think are going to be participating in their beer, because they listed, 10 other places. So I'm wondering if it says food from local restaurants. It makes it seem like, okay, I get it now. Never mind. Those food places will probably be at their place. I thought it meant that they were going to have their anniversary kegs and stuff like that at these other places. So you could, you know, if you couldn't make it to the brewery, you could go somewhere else, but it sounds like that's just their food list. But their press release has everything spelled out, what to expect as far, if you want new gear, if you want ice cream, if you want to pair things with it, if you want to, whatever you want to do, it's available. Okay. They spell it out for you.
Oh, man. No rules at this society.
No rules.
Do whatever you want.
Those are my news things.
All right. Nick. Huh? What are you doing?
Oh, boy. It's quick this week.
Sorry.
I think I have found the deal of the summer.
Deal of the summer.
Are we waiting for beer fridge?
No. I think he's doing something else.
Okay. Perfect. This might be my go-to this summer. Depends on how long it hangs around. And if I survive. Right now it sounds like a good idea, but
I'm ready.
What do you say about 2 for $5 19.2 ounce hot bullets from Sierra Nevada?
Ooh. I say go for it.
Yep. I thought, oh man, that'd be cool. I could use a nice cool lager, and this sounds really neat. Oh, double IPA?
Two for five.
Where's this? Pipes. Right now, Whole Foods.
Wow, Whole Foods has a deal.
Foods.
Wait, what is this?
Hop Bullet.
Oh yeah, those exist.
Yes.
That the Amazon buying Whole Foods is finally paying off.
That's right. No scan code required.
Man. You know, it takes
just a regular price.
I'm never really ready to get to my code thing at Whole Foods, my Amazon. And it's like, oh, do you have the app? You want to scan it? Oh, shit. Give me a second. Gotta find the app. Yeah, never mind. I don't need it scanned.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure what I'm buying is not on sale anyway.
It's not going to do anything.
Beer, coffee, mac and cheese. Mm. Not on sale.
Salad bar.
Has the salad bar ever been on sale?
No.
Okay. That's what
especially when you weigh it down with the ranch.
Oof. ranch poundage.
You always, yeah. You gotta look at that salad bar like, ooh, this is a little heavy. Can't get this. Oh, those olives are kind of heavy. Ooh, the mushrooms kind of light. No, kind of heavy. It's loaded up with light green leaf lettuce.
There you go.
You ever kind of hold it up and just kind of give it a shake and you're like, oh, it's probably over a pound. It's going to be an expensive
one. It's going to be an expensive salad. It's going to be a $10 salad.
Oh, man. That hurts.
I never know.
You got to be careful, though, because they have those new salad dressing bottles. And there's one that'll say organic ranch. And if you look at it closely, it's vegan ranch. You have to go for the one that says buttermilk. If you don't go for buttermilk, you're getting vegan ranch, which is not terrible,
but it
is definitely not the same. Oh,
this is a good, tip. Cause I haven't been salad bar in a little bit, so I didn't know this. So now I have to look out.
They have like these hydro flasks that they keep the salad dressing in now. And so I was like, oh, they're out of buttermilk. I'll just get this organic one, whatever. And I looked at it. I was like, fuck,
I'm paying vegan. For this.
It's vegan ranch.
I'm paying for it, damn it.
And it's extra.
Yeah, they know somehow at the checkout.
Vegan ranch?
They're like, oh, you got a vegan ranch. I'm like, how do you know? It's the box is closed. Let me look in this, your salad here. Oops, this is the vegan ranch. Put a little extra on there. Yeah.
Beep, beep, surcharge. Beep, beep, the vegan boop, boop, ranch surcharge.
Because we don't make enough money. Jeff Bezos needs all that money. He does not mess around.
Yeah.
We're trying to skimp on Bezos.
He's got to get up to that non-tax paying tax bracket.
What else, Nick?
A word of caution. Beer plus summer equals more mosquito bites.
Oh, what? No. Yep. Oh, I think I have seen this.
Oh, boy. So it's not so much the beer as in what the beer does, as in that it makes you sweat more and therefore more mosquitoes.
They
like to bite you.
They're like, sweaty guy.
Hey, guys, come over here. There's a sweaty guy.
Sweaty guy.
We got a sweaty guy over here.
You like it to sweat.
You like it the sweat. Yeah, that's the sweat's fine.
Yeah, I guess, you know, you get a couple more bites, you know, if you're a little bit tired.
Hey, come over here. You like it the sweat. Oh, you like it the sweat.
Oh, it's for you. It's the owner.
SNL, like it the juice. Like it the juice. Yeah, how have we not used that on the show before? Man. When addressing beer, juicy beer.
That was a hidden gem right there.
Son of a gun. Slipping, guys. We're slipping.
You like in our juice. Old age. You like the juice.
I mean, how did that come about? I mean,
Mikey dropped that gem.
Yeah,
on
I saw
one
it
day.
Recently. Just,
oh, okay.
It just came up in my feed, my ass, like on YouTube or something.
YouTube's all, hey, you might like this.
That's a. It's a very, that is a classic, underrated sketch. And it's got George and it felt like a Seinfeld, scene within SNL.
No, yeah. Cause he did that classic. He's like, nope, it's good. Yep. Well, you know,
he was like being like calm George. It was just everything about it.
It's like when it has a little bit more juice. Just go ask him.
Yeah. Mike Myers is in there just completely straight guy.
Yeah.
Not being Mike Myers at all. Just like completely straight, nice Canadian guy. And then the ending is so great. It's like, the sketch goes too long. You want the end of the sketch, huh? We ended the sketch. Okay. Sorry, everyone.
Wow. Spoiler alert. Thanks.
Look for that SNL sketch.
You like the
juice. Yeah, just search for You Like the Juice. It'll come up. It's a good, quietly good sketch.
While you're drinking your juice.
Right. While you're drinking your hazy, hazy, hazies, juicies. This is a juicy.
I would not recommend showing it to your local shawarma guy thinking it's funny.
Hey, man, this is funny, huh?
Hey, is this you guys?
Is this you guys?
Hey, is this you?
No. What else, Nick? What are we talking about?
That be all.
All right. I just have a statement to make about hard seltzers.
Okay.
Since this is the summer of slush with the slurpy beers, slurp beers, slush beers, and then the hard seltzers, they're just all over the place.
Okay, great. Can't wait.
I'm okay with them as long as they don't start taking handles, as long as craft indie handles, as long as they don't start taking indie craft shelf space, then have at them.
The seltzers?
The hard seltzers. Oh, they're not. Okay.
I was trying to figure out how the slush beers can get on the shelf.
No, yeah, I mentioned the slush in passing.
So you're saying that if you go to a Videos, you're like, I'll get a Sierra Nevada Pale, and they go, oh, dude, sorry, we just switched out, but you could try this new thing. It's called White Claw. Do you want to try one of those?
No, no. No, it's not even situational.
Whoa.
I guess we're all going to have to get on.
Nice cold water.
I need a website for. I need a website for what's indie hard seltzer and what's not. Not that I buy it, but sometimes I'll buy it for the producer. But
you want to make sure your money's going to a good place.
Yeah, I want to know if I'm going to indie seltzer.
Good
or not.
Place.
So there's no hard seltzer on draft, is there? That's not a thing, is it?
I don't know.
That was the beer fridge.
I don't think I've been to a place fancy enough to have.
Have you seen hard seltzer on draft? Would there be a purpose? Do hard seltzers get kegged? Have you seen this? These hard seltzers. Oh man.
I've seen the Riley's hard sodas on draft. I've seen hard kombucha on draft.
Okay.
But I can't say that I've seen a hard seltzer on draft.
Has Tioga thrown around the idea of making a hard seltzer?
We can't.
You can't? No. Licensing?
We don't have the right license for it.
Okay. Well, good. You don't have to worry about that.
I love gold!
But we can.
Is that a more difficult license to brew hard seltzers?
Well, essentially, the alcohol from a hard seltzer is a neutral spirit, so it could be basically just like a vodka or something like that. So it's not like you just go, oh, here's ethanol. I mean, it has to be derived from something, and it's probably not beer ingredients.
Is seltzer vegan?
That's a good question. I would think probably. So, right? Okay, I guess it depends on the seltzer. But like you couldn't, are there breweries you think, because I've seen breweries popping up as like, we've got a hard seltzer now. Like, are they, you think they're making it so it's technically still beer, but it's also seltzer?
So if we could make a rosé, but it would have to be out of grape juice at the time that it's brewed, you can't add it in after the fact to make it a beer wine hybrid, but it still needs to be 51% beer and 49% not beer. So, I mean, I guess you could make a hybrid seltzer.
Is that, I mean, why are hard seltzers sort of, if they're lumped in with anything, it's beer. Like, why shouldn't they be lumped in with wine? Why aren't they lumped in with wine? Why are they? Seems like they're more lumped in with beer.
Beer, cider, seltzer. It's all the same area. Yeah.
Mm. Nah, it should be more along the lines of the Smirnoff Ice campaign.
Yeah.
Hard booze.
But
or hard sodas.
Smirnoff Ice, if you simplified it and came down to it, you would say, all right, put it in the beer category. If we're talking about there's only two categories or three categories, hard liquor, beer, wine.
Are you talking because of the way it's packaged?
That's seltzer where it feels, always gets under the
feels beer. More at home. Like if they put it in a tall, skinny bottle, then it would be more liquor to you.
Then be $2 Chuck.
Yeah.
Like probably $2 Chuck is probably hard seltzer. Like
the original hard seltzer.
Yeah. Hey, we were the first.
People just want less calories.
They just want less calories. That's fine. Just less calorie
what if,
beers.
What if REI sold it in Camelbacks? Then no. Would you feel better?
Maybe.
Okay. I've known people to put margaritas in their Camelbacks.
Ooh.
That's a party.
Hope that's not a hard trail. I think I'm going up at a...
Oh, you know, like if they're going to a festival or something.
Oh, okay.
Like yeah, not
I was thinking hiking.
But you know, you're just at a festival.
Do a half tome.
Just at a festival, you're like,
I do a half tome with the full Camelback.
Is anyone? I'll be the first man to do half dome drinking a full Camelback of hard cider.
So, what do you think of this beer?
Oh man, it's very good. This beer, new beer we're having on the show right now, Mercenary IPA from
Central
Coast Brewing. Woo!
This can dropped a week after I was there, but one of the brewers happened to be checking its progress, and he's like, hey, check this out. And I was like, I love this beer.
It's going to turn out great.
And so...
The artwork's a little menacing for Central Coast.
It's a collab brew with their Mercenary canning.
Oh.
So it's a little bit different for them, but I saw... I'm now friends with MGA on Facebook.
Oh.
And I saw him post. I saw him post a photo the Thursday the beer is being released. And I was like, oh, you're at Central Coast Brewing. That must mean cans are coming back to Fresno. Cool. Thanks.
Wow. Cool. Good to know. I'll see you Wednesday around 5:00. Seems when whoever does their Central Coasting gets into the MGA on the loop around 5:00, 6:00 ish.
Unload, please.
Whatever. Uh-huh. Just as long as hard seltzers take over the big beer shelves.
Perfect.
They can keep at it.
Yeah.
Just don't touch my area.
That's what she said.
Whoa. she said that. Don't touch my area.
Come on, man.
Can waxing? Is this? I'm seeing this ridiculous. Pop up here and there. Is there any purpose? Could any purpose to it? Could this help at all?
No.
And I can. It's just for fun.
I thought cans were supposed to be perfect.
Right. Yeah, cans are supposed to be sealed perfect. Why do you need wax?
Well, I honestly thought this started as an April Fool's joke, and now people are doing it.
For reals.
For realsies.
Yeah, it's not a lot, but I've seen it a few times, and is this going to start happening now? We all got to watch.
Well, you know, the kids are just shotgunning beers these days anyway, so
yeah.
Why even bother to open it anymore? Right. I spotted Bigfoot. Nope, just Matt.
All right, well, that's enough of that.
Boy,
this is a good. It's a good beer, Central Coast. Is this a one-off? Do you know anything more?
As far as I know, it's just a specialty. They also released Juice Almighty, which I guess hasn't come out in quite a while.
So. Yeah, that's been a while.
And that can also be found in single cans at MGA. Will you call me tonight and leave me your voicemail?
Will you talk about beer and tell me your driving? Will you do this for me?
Driving.
Oh, we like you, the listener, to participate in the show. 559-492-0542 is the voicemail line of the show of the Dorktown Network. You can call that, leave us a 3-minute voicemail, and we'll play it. We'll be like, that was pretty good. Or, nope. Lame. Actually, we won't do that. And you can also just record something with your smartphone. All smartphones have a microphone, and you can record your voice on it.
What?
Then save that file, and then send that file to us at perfectportpodcast@gmail.com. And that's another way you can do it. But the first voicemail comes from the traditional line, and it comes from this person.
Hey, guys. Pumbo Jose.
Hey.
Pumbo. Traffic and
wow.
I'm in traffic.
And I'm wondering, I'm listening to you guys talking about what would happen if Piney went into cans. What would the cans look like?
Yeah.
Cans.
What would the cans look like?
Yeah.
Well, I heard all your takes. Good ideas. Good ideas. May I pose a secondary idea?
Sure.
Case? No.
You never know. Ready?
Bipolar Mikey.
16.9 ounce screw top aluminum bottle can. Yeah.
Huh? Nobody oh, one of those. No.
The cans are already in existence.
That's bottle. A Coors thing, isn't it?
And yep. Vinny said he would never do bottles or never do cans. He's a fan of the bottle. What about an aluminum bottle?
You're called out, Vinny.
Maybe.
Huh?
Maybe.
For all your national park hiking needs. All
right, I'm going to hang up and listen. Bye.
Bye. That's funny. That's a good idea. Let's get those aluminum bottles. That I forgot. That's how have those not been brought up before? Man. That's like, isn't that like Coors Light has those? They're like shaped like a bottle, but they're aluminum. They're like a hard aluminum.
I think there's they're just like, about every like, every big beer's done one. I think Heineken's done them.
Mm-hmm. They're like, are there? But they're almost like a metal. They're like it's like a different aluminum. I guess it's just thicker or something.
No,
could be.
No, nope.
Maybe just the shape of them makes them more structurally intact.
I guess, because they always feel thicker. Not that I've had them, but you know, I'll touch them.
Oh,
touch
how do you know this?
No, I'll open the door, touch them, then I leave the door open, let all the cool air out of the big beer doors.
Oh, just the big beer doors.
Oh, it's warm. Hey, it's warm over here. Your Coors is warm. I can see the blue mountains. The
mountains
just
are fading.
There's no blue in the mountains. You got a problem here. Just saying. Yeah, you keep opening the doors, asshole. Hey, man. Just reporting.
Just letting you know. Doing my job.
You don't have to be a jerk.
You must have solar.
Also, 20 on 6.
Must have solar to afford all this air conditioning.
Just give me 20 on 6.
You're on 5, Mikey. We keep telling you this.
Oh, well, it used to be the other owners had this pump as 6. So, you know, whatever.
Plus, your car's backwards. The fuel is on the other side.
Oh, well, it's my wife's car. I'm not used to it, okay? I'll just turn around.
Yeah, just listening to this fucking podcast about...
Yeah.
Fucking beer slushies and fucking all this other bullshit. Yep.
It's a slushy
hard
show.
Seltzer water and fuck off this and blah, blah, blah.
Still happening this week, too.
I think it's for a bunch of fucking TikToks. I think the beer slushies and fucking hard ciders or hard water is whatever the fuck it is.
Maybe.
For a bunch hard of fucking water. TikToks. I really do.
They're for TikTok?
The I just app? Want a fucking good beer every once in a while. That's all I want.
Hey, man. I just want a good beer.
Fucking bamboozled with this fucking beer slushy and fucking bullshit like that.
But I'm bamboozled over here.
They want to make the
you
fucking
you bamboozled me.
At the end of the day.
Yes.
And if they're selling fucking beer slushies to people.
Okay, now I'm on board with them.
Selling fucking 200 of them a day.
Yeah.
Fucking, I guess that's where we're going. Not for me. At all.
Not for me.
But the next question is what kind of crowd is that going to bring in? Is that going to bring the fucking Lake Havasu bras?
The woohoo girls.
In there? Mm.
Woohoo!
With the fucking jet skis and shit?
Woohoo! Jet skis!
Have a bro.
Does hit Millerton.
The, you know.
Jet ski city, bro.
The fucking TikToks.
The TikTok. He keeps saying TikToks. Like, we're not. What's
been
that?
It's been a while since I've called
it's a Fontana
just
term.
To tell everybody to go fucking fuck off. And, you know, and something really just got in my fucking claw. Fucking wanted to say something about these goddamn beer slushies. And my buddy Fontana Jim down there in fucking Fontana. I'm no longer down there in that area.
Ooh.
No longer in the Chino of the hills.
What?
I'm up in Sacramento now. And
more
so Rockland. I'm actually right down the street from Mosca Brewing.
Oh, good. That's good. Good place to be.
about a mile and a half, which is actually pretty fucking cool.
But you know what? It's pretty fucking cool, guys.
So anyway, guys.
It's too far to walk.
Fucking, this is Chino Yacht Club, if you couldn't tell from the fucking get-go.
Whoa.
But anyway, go fuck yourselves. And
I can tell.
Fuck off.
Yeah.
The Moxa Yacht Club?
Moxa Yacht Club.
Chino, the Angels suck. What's up, bro? Ace. Boop, boop, boop.
Oh, great. Mikey's starting to light another dumpster fire.
Thanks, Chino. But just chill out, man.
It's going to be slightly out of context, but it's going to be for humor. Mm. So I, Friday the 5th, I saw Mikey Top 4 at the Beer Garden.
Wow. His autograph.
Not 4th of July. They didn't make it out for that, but it was the day after.
Too many people there.
And they were both enjoying a beer. She had the slush. He had the beer.
Wow.
And she enjoyed the slush so much that she said, oh, should we get another round? And think like the old timey cartoon where the person disappears so quickly. There's just a cloud in their
cloud shape person.
That was Mikey's. She's like, Mikey, should we get another round? He's like, poof.
Another round.
He was at the bar.
She finished.
He's like, another slush for the wife, and I'll take a Fulton Street.
I'm just waiting for her glass to get to a reasonable level where I can go, oh, another one?
And so that's what I saw. And yeah, so
I want that Flintstones running sound. That
and so that's my consensus, is it makes all the wives happy.
Hey.
Twinkle toes C over here.
She wanted a different, she wasn't, because that slushy had sour IPA as a base. She's like, no, I want different base.
Different base.
But she was still enjoying it, but she hates IPAs.
Do you get to slush the beer of your choice?
No.
No, they just have a couple pre-made.
Yeah, and I think she was the first one to order it that day because the girl at the thing was like, she asked Mike, she's like, are we slushing today? Or what's going on? He's like, yeah, yeah.
Are we slushing?
Are we slushing today? We're doing the slush today.
Hey. We're doing the slush today.
Hey, we got doing the slush today.
She wants it the slush.
Oh, you like it the slush.
You like it the slush, huh?
You like it the slush.
You like it the slush.
You like it the slush. Yeah, the slush is fine. You like it the slush. It's good, huh?
It's good. It's good, huh? Is slushy for enough for
now? It's fine.
Oh, boy. So now how long is it going to be before we see the memes of McDonald's calling and telling them that the slushy machines are broken?
So I saw McDonald's today and had slush. Like, I've never, like, it seems like all the fast food now has, like, some sort of icy thing. Like, Taco Bell has one. And, like, McDonald's has one. And it says, now they all say slushy. I was like, is that? Did they just start doing that? Or now I'm just looking at the term slush everywhere.
Did the copyright run out?
I would say Sonic did it forever, and then Taco Bell was the one that went next.
Right. Sonic, man. Sonic's where you go for your slush.
Sonic slush.
I'll get a 44-ounce sugar water with a double pump of cherry syrup.
Yeah.
Sugar syrup.
Give me double pump on that.
Double pumping it.
All right. Thanks, Chino. Up there, Chino Yacht Club, now in the Sacramento area. Well, now you get to go to Urban Roots.
Ooh. Roseville Yacht Club?
Cordomadero Yacht? No, Cordomadero's Marin.
Auburn
Yacht Citrus Club. Heights Auburn. Yacht Club?
What's the one that's east of Sacramento?
Yuba City Yacht Club?
Elk Grove?
No, that's not what I'm thinking of.
Oh, there's a...
Galt?
No, the Galt Yacht Club. Like Galt.
There's a Yolo County up in there.
Galt.
Yolo Snow County.
Galt.
Yolo Galt. Yacht Club?
Where do you live? Works. Where do you live? Galt.
Hey, listeners of The Perfect Pour, call in and help us determine Chino's new name.
Yeah. Wow. Giving them more homework.
Chino Galt Club.
Chino Galt Club. I'm from Galt. Isn't that cool?
Guys. What's up, Perfect Pour?
Calling in Janine.
How are you guys doing? It seems like it's probably Friday where you live.
That's right. Yeah.
We've had a really enjoying awesome our Friday. Weekend.
Because we record on
we
Fridays.
We checked out two new breweries. One was the Emporium
Brewing Company in this place called Berkeley, kind of by the Highlands, a little north of Denver.
Hey.
It's an amazing beer spot.
You can't have a Berkeley.
You can't have a Berkeley, too.
But what was even more amazing was Flyco.
Flyco Brewing Company, super surprising, big giant hazy, The bartender knew who we were because she worked at another brewery before that.
So she had four noses.
Oh, you guys.
Yeah.
So she knew us, and she was awesome. And
we got free drinks, I think.
Yes, but they
had free industry.
Beer there. And we've had a really cool weekend just hanging out, enjoying the weather, because here in Colorado, it's finally like summertime.
Yeah.
90 degrees. 4th of July was hot. Was also a little bit rainy, but super fun. Saw fireworks, drank beer with friends. I mean, we've been basically haven't really worked since Tuesday.
Wow.
Yeah, we've been having a really good time.
Can I please have their life?
Yes.
It's been awesome.
Super awesome. You guys always have fun too.
Nope, fun.
Nope. Only for 2 hours a week, and then the rest of the week just
like chill out right now. And we've had some porch beers. We had some. We finished up our San Diego beers. From the Fontana Gym.
They were delicious?
Yes, they were. And we had some...
So we bought this new 12-pack of beer called Mountain Time.
Oh, yes.
So you guys will probably get Mountain Time.
Is that that Mountain IPA?
It's a 4.4% lager from New Belgium Brewing Company.
I sent you one.
Uh-oh. And anyway, they're just crushable. Like, for this kind of heat and this the great weather...
Super crush.
You can drink them all day. No consequences. Well, you know,
zero consequences.
Relatively, yes.
I'm drinking session beers, honey.
Kind of like those.
I'm fine.
Of course, the old IPAs came into play here and there. Strange Craft came out with their watermelon Hefe, which they bring out every year, and it's just so good. It's super crushable.
It is really good.
Delicious. Yeah, we like that one a lot.
I agree. It's really good.
And the people at Strange Craft had a party on the 4th. We went there for a little while. They threw down the grill.
Made an appearance.
Free food, having fun. That place is really cool. It's kind of underestimated, I think, in the beer culture of like a new and shiny things, but they definitely have good shit all the time.
Yeah. So we had a good time this weekend.
Yep. So we have a question for you guys.
Oh, boy.
Ready.
Do you think there'll ever be a time when you'll be able to drink beer and be drunk in your car because the car drives itself?
Like a Tesla.
Yeah.
Like we just recently bought a Tesla Model 3.
It's pretty sweet.
And it drives itself.
So it's fast AF.
Do you think there's ever going to be a time where you can't get a DUI because the car is driving itself?
Well, yeah, because you're technically not driving. So you don't need to get an Uber because you have like the, you know, the automated vehicle.
Mm-hmm. Right. I don't think it's going to happen.
I totally think it will happen.
But we want to know what you guys think.
Yep.
So keep up the good work, guys.
I still think even if we go driverless car, like there's always going to be one person that has to be able to take over the car.
Yeah.
In case something's happening. I feel like there's still going to be similar laws. Like whoever's in that driver position has to be somewhat coherent.
The part that they're talking about, though, is it still requires a person to start the vehicle and get it up to a speed, and then the vehicle takes over. It's not fully automated where you just go start, run, drive.
But like, yeah. But I'm thinking like, even if it's a fully automated thing, like I still think there's going to be a requirement of that person still can't be drunk, because if something happens, you need to be able to react to it to some level. That's right.
Are you talking about Autotopia at Disneyland?
You can hit
bumping cars.
You can hit that person in front of you pretty hard.
I said no hitting.
Boom. Sorry, bro. They need to get out of my lane.
My lane.
They can't get out of your lane. It's on a track. Not anymore.
Do you ever get... So that's the thing. Like, if your sibling's in front of you and they're stopped and there's like a foot and a half gap, and you know that if you hit them hard enough, just the right amount of force, they'll hit the person in front of them and they'll look like the jerk. Okay, you know you're going to do it. You know you're going to... It's going to happen.
Wow.
It's going to happen.
Hey.
Cool. Only if it's like when in Minority Report, if you see Minority Report, like
they have like basically like pods that go on a track, mm-hmm. and you just jump in your pod, and
it's
then
a
it
pod.
And then it goes into a track, and you just like can hang out in it. There's like no driving at all, like something like that. Yeah. I can see like everybody can be drunk. That's cool, but as long as there's still a steering wheel and a gas pedal, I'm pretty sure you're gonna have to that. At least one person's gonna have to be at some level of consciousness.
Coherence.
Yeah.
So on 41 heading south of downtown, there's the Amber Alert sign. I believe it's about Shields.
Oh, I got texted today with that. Did you get that?
Yep.
Okay. I turn those off.
Ooh.
You do not disturb my Amber Alert.
Yeah. But there's an Amber Alert sign, and they like to put alternate messages that have nothing to do with your life. And heading to work on 4th of July, it said, only sparklers should be lit. Drive sober.
That's right. That's right.
Show
the
opener.
Amber Alerts, the Caltrans signs have jokes.
Only sparklers should be lit. And I was like, well, somebody under 40 actually programmed the board.
They have somebody in their 20s programming this. Yep,
we're going home for the week. You're in charge.
Hey, you're in charge. Don't do anything stupid.
Don't do anything stupid.
Don't get on the board. Don't get on the just we have that.
All you have to do is hit enter. We've already set the message.
Don't get in there.
And the board. All you got to do is hit enter and set it for the week.
Sure. I won't do anything on there.
Do not retype the message. Let me show you how to retype the message.
If you're in charge of the Caltrans board, could you like put on there once in a while, like listen to Perfect Poor Pod right now.
Right now.
If you're got a smartphone, turn on.
Smartphone dial.
Search for the Perfect Poor Podcast.
Please only call
Colin and Janine. Always good to hear from those Colorado kids. Living the life, man.
No kidding.
Living the life.
Getting it everywhere.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
Can you hear me?
Yep.
You?
I'm driving.
Oh!
So.
Driverless?
I'm going to be in the Ventura area
the
next few days.
Chino Yacht Club's not there anymore, bro.
Chino's not going to be there.
Keep an eye out on Untappd and see if there's anything I check in that's rated. And if I rate something, it's going to be 4 to 5. I don't rate anything that I think doesn't deserve a 4. And sometimes I don't rate something just because it's not my cup of tea. That doesn't necessarily mean.
Thank you, Scotty.
That's a good user.
Might be something wrong with it, but if you're noticing,
just leave it alone.
If there's no rating on it, it could be maybe that beer sucked, in my opinion, or maybe it wasn't really my thing. You know, you never know because saisons generally aren't my thing. Most Belgians
aren't my thing. Two and a half stars.
Am I supposed to?
This is a really good beer, but saisons are my thing. You know? 2 stars.
Keep your eyes peeled. Ventura Beers gonna be checked in soon on Untappd.
Okay.
And I think that's about all. There was something else I was gonna say. There's something that Matt said on the last show, and I was gonna make a comment about it.
Come on, Scotty B. Remember?
And I can't remember what it was. I always like. I get brain farts when I start leaving these voicemails. I'm like, what's going on? Well, I was going to say something. I forgot. Oh, well. Oh yeah. Okay. There's something else I want to say. It has nothing to do with Matt. So, it's July, folks. July. In the calendar, that's Colin and Janine's.
Oh, shit. We haven't switched over the count.
You know, Colin, I think you were just teasing us. Like, you could have given us a nut shot. But you didn't. You had to be all modest about it.
A nut shot.
But anyway.
What does that even mean?
It's a great picture, all the same. Even without the nut shot.
We gotta look at that picture on the calendar.
So, everybody, keep up the great work. I'm driving.
Bye. Thanks, Scotty B. In case you're new to the game, Colin and Janine put together their own calendar for the show.
Perfect Pour.
And features Perfect Pour listeners and celebrities. And July is Colin and Janine's month. There's only a small amount of these calendars if you're lucky to see one. If you would, if you're a listener and you'd like to see one, you can go into the Steven and Zach's Brewing in downtown Fresno. And behind the bar, near the hand washing station,
the hand wash
is the perfect pour calendar. And if you want to check it out, so come to Fresno if you want to see it. And I'm hearing rumors that Colin and Janine are in development of the the 2020 calendar. They're
gathering images.
Yep, they're gathering images. So stay tuned for that. Maybe we'll do a big. Maybe we'll. Actually get together with them and give them some money to have them print it out bigger or something. Because we won't do it. But we can throw some money at it.
Here you go.
Somebody else do it.
Hey, thanks for doing this for us. Here's some money.
Here's the money.
Make more.
Make more of these. We're not going to do
make
it.
Make the calendar.
Make the calendar.
You like the calendar, eh? Yeah,
you like the calendar. You think he has a nut shot, huh? You like it, that, huh?
Music. It has to be a show title somehow.
Torture you be here, just chilling, maxing, relaxing in this heat and these earthquakes, homie.
Anyway, check it up.
I really don't got nothing check to say, up, dude. Chew. But quick question, Nick. Last show you were gonna mention somebody that hasn't been calling in, and I guess time went by and you got a couple beers in you and you forgot.
What?
So I'm just calling sounds to remind right. you. Who hasn't been calling, Holmes? Fill me in. Orale. Chew your beer and enjoy some good cervezas, eh? I have to watch a piece out.
You were pumping up Hillary Hillsbill's call. Matt was. I think you maybe because Matt knew that Hillary had called and he was secretly.
I had
secretly
a feeling,
promoting it.
I had a feeling that she was going to call. Mm-hmm. I didn't.
Nobody can confirm that I knew. That hasn't called for a long time calling. And it turned out to be Hillsbills.
There we go.
And Hillsbills did a chew. I want to chew your beer to reference that impression that Hillsbills acknowledge did. I need him to acknowledge that Hillsbills did a nice chew there.
Man. You know who I wish would call?
No one read it.
The Craft Trucker.
Oh, man. Wow. He's long gone.
Long gone.
There's a lot of people long gone. We'll have to wait for episode 400, and we'll have some old callers come back.
That's about how much time we need to prepare that skit.
Yep.
Another
2 years.
Yeah, another 79 episodes.
Yeah, we'll start pulling clips now, and we might actually have something ready for episode 400. And the final voicemail.
By that time, we'll be able to employ FWIFO to create clips for us.
Perfect.
Money! Oh, yes. I love the podcast within the podcast. He's from
the country.
Is that Mike Patton?
Welcome to Sounds Wrestling like him. With Beer.
Mr. Bungle.
This is SkyNight1, and it has been one cool beer week for me.
Oh, yeah.
Why? You ask?
Why?
Thank you for asking.
You said why?
Because I hit my 200th brewery this weekend.
Whoa.
I visited Little House Brewing in Chester, Connecticut.
Dang.
Small little cool town in Connecticut I've never actually been to. And the brewery is literally in, yes, you guessed it, a little house.
That's so cute.
They had some really good beers, though. They had... two collabs with breweries in Connecticut. One with Spoken Spy Cidery called Brutal Malus is a graph beer. I have no idea about that, really. But it was solid. And they also had a 10.3% golden ale, which they brewed with Kinsman Brewing, called Gin and Tonic, which was cool, too. I think they also had a triple IPA.
Yeah.
Okay, let me rewind for a second. They had a beer called Don't Call Us Cute, which is a New England IPA.
Nope.
And then they had a beer called Fine, We're Frickin' Adorable, which was their triple IPA.
Nice.
So they were really cool. But my mouth's getting a little dry, so... drinking a 60-minute IPA from Dogfish Head. Because I just finished my single shot coffee milk stout from Treehouse. So I'm using it to fuel my midnight work. I don't know how much of the coffee you're really getting from a coffee milk stout, but it tasted fucking delicious. But the second half of the show here real quick, I'm heading down to New Orleans in 1 week. Whoa. I'm really hoping it's it dries out down there. I see they're going through a lot of stuff with the storms and the levees are getting close to their max.
Led Zeppelin singing a song about it.
Hopefully for everyone in New Orleans, the flooding subsides down. I know they're already going through some stuff, but I'm heading down there in a week for a bachelor party and going to try and hit a brewery or two down there. And then we're shooting up to Nashville hoping to hit a brewery or two there. So I'll keep you guys updated. Maybe I'll try and call in from Bourbon Street or
that'd be epic.
Nashville's Broadway.
I don't know that anyone's done that.
Try and get you guys a call from down there. I'm hoping Bourbon Street is alive and crazy. I hear a lot of stories. Obviously with Mardi Gras. It's not Mardi Gras, but hey, you still have high expectations for Bourbon Street.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, with that, guys, I'll talk to you guys probably next week. And as always, that's the bottom of the keg, because Stone Cold drank it.
Fire. Yeah, I don't remember getting a call from Bourbon Street before, but that would be epic. For maybe next week, we'll have one.
Maybe.
And thank you. And it's one of my favorite podcasts right there. And thank you, everyone, for contributing to the show and being cool and all.
And left me a voicemail, but she didn't leave
her name. You can do it, too. You can be on the show. Me? Have your own podcast within this podcast. Yeah, I'd like to see Nick calling with the show.
Perfect.
Hopefully one day Nick will record a 3-minute podcast that we can play in the show.
Start brainstorming.
Yeah. Let's go. Get it together, Nick. Start getting some podcasts into the show. Hey, man. Do you know that beers get released like a lot?
What?
Like all the time?
Really?
And they only right they now? Don't they like, don't right stick now? To the like the album thing of every Tuesday. Or do they do that on Fridays?
It's Fridays now.
Well, the Blu-ray releases of every Tuesday. They don't stick to that. They just release them who knows when. Usually it's weekends, but there's no rules.
Secret release.
Secret release. And we look out for them. We try to look out for you and for ourselves. Selfishly for ourselves and sometimes for you, the listener.
Oh, yeah.
There's so many. So we pick and choose. Nick?
All of them.
Do you have things you're looking out for?
Moxa! The aforementioned Moxa.
Oh, Chino Galt Club.
Go
there. Get this one.
They have an Imperial Stout named Deluxe.
Deluxe.
That sounds very nice.
Sounds deluxe.
I would like to have it. Ooh, they have another one called Café de Ola. Ooh. Also an Imperial Coffee Stout. And cinnamon. Never mind. I'm out.
Boo. Cinnamon.
Boo. But deluxe sounds delicious.
It just sounds delicious.
I bet Moxa makes some pretty impressive Imperial Stouts.
Yeah, they're a good brewer.
Yeah.
So I bet they do. That's all you're looking at?
Those are my looking
at. Okay. Beer to Brewer 87. Matt, what are you looking out for?
Yes.
Yes, I look out for beer.
There's a brewery in town called Zach's Brewing.
What?
I've heard of it.
They're doing stout slushes. Just kidding.
Oh, do we have an update on the this you were teasing it last week, like I heard about this hop or whatever, and
still looking out for it.
But is it revealed what it is now? Can we talk about it?
Exactly, Nelson.
Ooh, I knew. You know what? At the time we recorded, I didn't think about it. But when I listened back to the show, I was like, "He's talking about Nelson." I'll bet. Mm-hmm. I bet he's talking about mm-hmm. Nelson.
Wow. Fuck it, it's out there.
Ooh, exactly, Nelson. Is it out there this week?
No,
but the knowledge of it.
Oh, okay, so I won't be able to get it this weekend.
Maybe not. Oh, who knows? Okay. You'll just have to stay tuned to their Facebook and find out. But I'm looking out for it. I'm going to spend so much money on that beer.
Ooh, man, so many crowlers will be had, and you'll whatever. Do you think they'll be one of these? Live Fest, bro.
Oh yeah.
Woo, Live Fest.
But they'll just drop it, so you have to get in line instantly.
I'm like, damn it.
I like that. That was soothing.
Yeah. Oh. And okay. Well, I'm looking out for. That was it, right, Matt?
Yeah. That's what I look for. Do I need to look for anything more? Are you trying to give me crap right now?
No. You're set.
Hey, you're trying to give me crap right now?
Hey. You look at the Nelson, huh?
I do.
You look at the Nelson.
I do. Okay.
Wouldn't it be cool if they could just hand you extra Nelson for your beer?
Here's some extra Nelson.
Have extra Nelson.
Oh, thanks, bro. Yeah, no problem.
I feel like Paul from Fairfax would drive to town just to have some exactly Nelson.
Wow. Paul? Like he doesn't drive back and forth to Colorado enough.
Colorado.
Looking out for Mars Brewing Battle for the Nuggets. This is a label buy. Because it's cool, because on the label, it looks like Queen Amidala's ship.
Whoa.
On the label.
Okay.
It's just a cool can design. You want it
for the shelf.
Yeah. And it's from Chicago.
Chicago.
Mars Brewing. It's a double dry hopped dipper. And that's it. Label buy. Sloop Brewing.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I'm pulling out all the known brewers now. It's called Cloud Jumper. This is another cool label, but it's in New England.
Sloop.
But it says that Sloop is out of New York.
Okay.
So Big Dog can go get it.
Big Dog.
It's no boil hops. What are they talking about? No boil hops. They didn't put hops in the boil. They put hops in the non-boil. Yeah, it
must be all flame out, so it's all bitter.
All flame hops.
Is that the way it goes?
Flame hops, bro. Oh, Matt's going to school this. He's like, oh, God. These guys. Here we go. He had to take his glasses off. He had to adjust his face. He's like, yeah, here. Hey.
Guys, it's been fun, but this is where I announce my retirement from the podcast. You guys have not absorbed anything in the past six years.
Nope. I don't know anything.
When you add hops into the beginning of the boil, that's where you get bitterness.
Are you sure?
I don't think that's right. Let me explain this to you, okay, Matt?
You gonna go read off your Mr. Beer Kit recipe there?
According to Mr. Beer Kit, you can put hops in whenever you feel like.
Yes, you. That is a correct term. You can put hops in whenever you feel like. That is a statement that stands true. Woo. But in the state, in I'm what a was said
now.
Earlier,
see that, hear that, Nick? Wow. I'm a brewer now.
Brewer Mikey.
You can put hops in whenever you like. Actually.
You do have a pool filter.
You got a DE filter, bro? Yeah, you can put hops in there whenever you feel like. Don't worry about it. It'll turn to hard. It'll be hard seltzer before you know it.
I just want to know, was somebody brewing a batch of beer and their fermenter spilled out into their pool and the pool filter kicked on? They're like, oh, it cleaned up pretty good.
Yeah.
You know what that cleaned up? Oh, that must be the DE.
I like it. Yeah.
The diatomation?
Accidental filter. There's a new beer name for it.
Accidentally filtered. I wanted to get a hazy, but it's all filtered.
So filtered.
So filtered. Hey, you fucked this beer up, bro. What happened? I can see through it.
It's clear.
What do you mean, what happened? Look at it.
Oh, man, I'm sorry. Don't fire me. Ah, shit. What are we going to do? Mm-hmm. Hayes Brewers are going to come in here and they're going to be so pissed.
Hayes Bros.
Hayes Bro Boys. Wow. The Hayes Boys.
So,
yes.
So
yeah.
If you add
so,
hops.
Yeah, let's get back to this.
After the flame is out, when the beer starts cooling down, right. It's just it's more aroma than it is bitters.
Okay. Oh, that's all. I'm all about that. I love that aroma.
Aroma.
Who cares about taste? Give me that aroma.
No, it's still in taste, but it's just not bitter.
Oh, okay. So, what? Well,
bitter.
Hmm.
Bitter Betty. Bitter bunch of hops.
I'm cool with that. So, brewed IPAs then.
That's brewed IPAs could still have hops in the boil.
Boil hops.
What about Kolsch? When you put the hops in for the Kolsch?
You probably have some boil hops in the
during the Kolsching stage.
Yeah, during the Kolsching stage. It's called the Kolsching stage.
Mix it a Kolsch.
Most beers.
Kolsch.
Probably 90% of the beers do have hops in the boil.
Huh.
Are you just tritzing Kolsch?
And Newcastle has hops in the boil?
Yeah. I'd probably say
what? So. What? No. They don't know what hops are in the Newcastle.
But I mean, they're probably
come
brewing.
On.
Did you call me a Newcastle?
Newcastle, more like Newcastle. Yeah, come on. Teach us. We're remembering.
Probably hops in the boil.
You won't have to do this again in 6 months. No. We'll remember it right here. We're remembering it all.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're taking notes. My moleskin is out. I'm writing it down. So.
No, you're not doing it. You're lying.
Hops.
If people. No.
In.
He's writing with his left hand. He's after, not even taking down notes.
After that's fake. Flame out.
Fake notes.
When
are you saying? Are you saying that you need a gentle reminder?
Sure. Oh,
we need a gentle reminder.
Is there a beer called Gentle Reminder here?
It's in the fridge. It's the one you asked me to bring.
Yes, I do.
Okay.
Oh, let me. Oh, okay, I'll get up. Anyone else wants?
Louis, go get us a gentle reminder.
Get us a beer.
Oh no, he brought us a chicken sandwich.
Perfect.
Yeah, can you go like fetch like the neighbor's like me and Ed's box and bring that over here?
He did not fridge mic himself.
Oh, sorry.
Oh, I tried to wait.
Whoever's going over in that Cessna right now needs to chill out.
Kill it.
What other podcast just plays the sound of the planes?
Computer? Guess this engine.
How's everyone doing? We're doing cool.
We're listening to the background sounds.
I love gold.
Can we do one of those podcasts where we whisper?
Whisper. Otherwise, put you to bed. It's new for the Golden Gods. We're doing a podcast called Put You to Bed.
We make random noises. Whisper.
Well, I feel like there was a podcast we came up with drunk sometime. Now I've forgotten it. We're going to do.
Ooh. Oh, what was that?
New beer. Yeah, I forget. New beer entering the show. This was a looking out for previously. Pizza Port and Modern Times Brewing. They're down there in San Diego. They're doing their thing, having a great, great old time. Is called Gentle Reminder IPA.
A beer I was not looking for. And it was one of those.
I'm not looking for this.
I went around because there's the inside of the cooler and then there's two side doors. And I kind of walked around a few times, walked around, looked up, down, up, down, up, down, up, down. Then I did one last look up and I was like, oh. So that says Pizza Port in Modern Times.
Was this MGA on the loop?
MGA on the loop.
All right.
I went there for, they had the Alta Pale Ale from Alvarado Street. They sold out of it. But I had Matt Vaught and myself had one of those. We picked it up from Tap and Teller. We took it to Goldstein's and shared that. And God damn, that beer was good. There was so many hops in that.
You're ruining your Bing Cots, bro.
And we haven't even gotten there yet.
No,
I thought we were already in Cheers.
You're ruining it.
Oh, okay.
So much.
But you know, I went there to pick up a can to bring to the podcast, and I couldn't. So I had to get whatever this is.
Get where the hell this is. I think I like it.
Oh, I guess I better
try. Ooh. There's a little silky little hop, a little lankiness going in there. Some melon flavors.
Uh-oh. Am I not going to like this?
Yeah, I'm getting that melon.
What's the orange pinkish melon? Is that cantaloupe?
Yeah.
Nelson, bro.
Oh. Nelson saves all.
Motueka, Simcoe, Nelson, Crystal.
Crystal's probably what's throwing it off. Motueka, I know about. Nelson, I know about. Project. And then you said Simcoe? Did you guys see ABV?
I didn't.
No.
All right. Let's play the ABV game. I am going to go 6-5.
Okay. It is a single IPA.
Wow. 6-5? Damn you.
You going to go lower or higher?
6-7.
Ooh.
Closest out going over is the brother.
What?
7.2.
Ooh.
So I was going to say 7.5 until you guys told me.
Anytime I'm within one, I'm happy enough.
Perfect.
Yeah, damn, I got within good. One.
That's a good beer.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It's
sometimes collabs don't work. Sometimes they do.
Well, it's very clear. It's a single IPA, but it's very subtle. You're just like, ooh, you're like, are those are hops?
Speaking of,
I'm sipping on some hops.
Collabs, I have one I'm looking out for from Kern River and Bergen.
What? That's a unique one.
Juiced Right. Is it Just Right? Juiced Right.
Great.
Yeah, it's a juicy IPA with Strata, Simcoe, Citra, and Mosaic.
No.
Oh, come on.
Okay.
Oh, no. Come on.
No.
And just staying with Bergen, they're doing a single hop series. This one's called Keep It Simcoe. Hey, guys, let's just keep it Simcoe, okay?
You get a laugh out of me, I will spend money.
There you go. There's some beers to look out.
Five.
And where is that searching for
looking
files?
Out five. Music. Looking out five beers.
I think I'm going to go back and buy a couple more cans of this collab. Oh. It's only $2.59 a can, which is pretty damn cheap.
That's a good price, actually, for a imported indie 16-ounce can. Can't go wrong with that.
The carrier was actually a six-pack as well, which you don't often find for IPAs.
Right.
Six packs. And cans. In cans, I should say.
Oh, man. We drink all week. We're wasted. Yeah, we're wasted all week.
So wasted.
I hope you are, too. So wasted, bro. We're on Untappd, and if we can't remember to check in beers all week, Matt.
That's because we're wasted.
We're wasted. Did you check into anything all week? Do you remember what you drank this week? Bearded Brewer 87 on Untappd.
I didn't check into anything. I wish I did, but I forgot.
Ooh.
I
tagged you and everything. I didn't tag you.
Every once in a while, I'll go back in and kind of see who's tagging me and what and cheers them and to comment on things.
And chew your beer.
Mai Tai was on draft at Tap and Cellar, so I had one of those.
Ooh.
Modern Mai Times Tai. Ice had one of those. A Blind Pig didn't make it out to the 7th of July celebration, or like it made it out, but it didn't like didn't get shared, so I had it at home. Oh.
Came home with mine, too.
Yeah. Wow. You brought a blind pig,
uh-huh.
and they did not get drank.
Nope. No.
Man, what the hell kind of party is that? Either really, really good.
I was not that really upset. Bad. I was not that upset to drink it at, on the sofa at home.
Yeah, you're like, I'm kind of glad this made it out. Yep.
Because I knew that Mr. Willie would be out there. I brought a Coors can because he also had some Coors. So we had a moment.
There's nothing. You know what, all you beer geeks? There's just nothing better than a plain old Coors, you know?
Then there's I had some summer vibes, some hoppy lagers, enjoying some of those.
Lagers.
And then from the hop concept, they had a 4-pack of cans. It was a single IPA of all things, or might have been a double. But they had the Galaxy Comet.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a fantastic beer.
Really?
And it was only like $3 for the can. Yeah. So if you come across it at the store, you should pick it up.
Budget beer.
They definitely... It was the hop concept it sold. Enjoy by October 28th. So you're like, when was this can? They're like, enjoy by October 28th. You're like, that's not what I asked for, bro.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Hey, they're all like, let's not tell them the year. Just this will be safe.
Mm-hmm.
Just enjoy it this year.
There's been other beers mixed in there. But
it just says, the date just says, enjoy this year. Okay.
Enjoy.
That's it? That's total?
That I can remember.
All right.
There's probably some more. If you
remember something, just jump on in.
Jump in.
I mean, I had Sierra Nevada Pale. What was that, Strummer's?
Wow. Everybody had Sierra Nevada Pale. Everybody's got Sierra Nevada Pale story, man. Come on.
Yeah.
Everybody in here has got a Sierra Nevada Pale story. Nick, the Hello. Nick 80.
Yes.
On Untappd. That's the handle.
Handle.
You want to be befriending.
It. Yeah. Do that. You'll be impressed.
Oh, yeah.
You'll be impressed with my 6 times badge check in. I had a Barrel House beer, Passion Barrel House? Aggressive.
Oh, did you go to Visalia Barrel House?
No, we went to the Visalia Planing Mill, and they have Barrel House beers on tap.
Okay.
So this is their Berliner, Passion Fruit Berliner.
That Barrel House that's in Visalia, did they brew there at all? Or are they? They do.
Yeah, small batch stuff.
Okay. That's cool. Yeah. So, like, you could actually get a Barrel House beer in the Visalia location that's only at the Visalia location, maybe? In theory?
Sure.
Like I'm asking you like you're the Barrel House, Visalia Barrel House expert.
I did have a great change.
Oh, yes.
Sessionable stout while I was there.
So. Oh, all right. But session stouts, man. Let's get them going.
I was looking for an IPA.
I'm down with that.
They had some good choices. And I was like, oh, you have great change. And he's like, their IPAs aren't the best to me, but their stouts are flawless. And I looked at it and I was like, 4.6 stout? I was like, yes.
Mm-hmm. That's oatmeal stout on top of that.
So I was all about that.
Hey, I'm down with the golden stouts. Light gold. Give me a 4.5 golden stout, bro. I'm in.
That was like last week, the anomaly.
Oh, yeah.
Faction.
Yeah, good beer.
Oops.
That definitely threw all of us for a loop. Mm-hmm. It's like, this is not dark. How did I forget that?
What's going on?
Anomaly.
That was quite the anomaly. What else, Nick? You remember more thing?
Also had my hot bullets, my 2-for-5 hot bullets.
Yeah. Budget beer.
Budgies. Napa Parabola.
Oh, man.
Finally had that. Nah, not finally, but had another one.
Yeah.
Consecration from Russian River.
Sour
ale aged in red wine barrels.
That was a good beer.
That was good. Yum. And I think Matt brought a Crowler of Monterey Street Pale.
I did.
Good job, Matt.
Finished off my enjoy by 7/4/19s, not to be confused with 7/4/13.
Oh, you didn't have the 13?
Huh. No. Did not have it.
Compare them to two. It's pretty close.
Pretty close, actually. What does that say about 19? And don't know what I was thinking, but I ordered a Mind Haze at Starving Artist Bistro when we're having
situational
dinner. Situational.
Okay, situational beer. That's fine.
I did have a Mind Haze last night.
Ah,
it had the.
It's coming back to look me now. At you.
It had my the ABV mind is I was de-hazing. Looking for.
Ah, you're like, this is the ABV I want. Did they have other craft things at Starving Artist?
They did, but that was the one that fit. You know, the rest were either 7 to 8% IPAs and or like
805.
Yeah.
You take the 405 to the 805 to the 101.
I was behind a truck with a light bar and I almost took a picture of it. But it was like, I think it was a light bar, but then like it had a, it looked like it had a shock, like a pump. It, like there was a shock or a pump attached to the whole bar system he had up there. And I was like, what could he be using that for? I don't understand.
Is it an auto leveling light bar?
Yes.
Maybe.
Always level your light bars, bro. Mm-hmm.
Next level. Next level light bars. Is that all?
That is what I had.
All right. Oh, shit. I got to look at mine.
Mikey Topo.
That's me. You can find me on Untappd. Search for Mikey Topo. Dorktown is my actual username, though. What did I do? Did I check in things?
Probably not.
Probably not. I did. Oh, I did. Oh, I checked in the beers. Woo, man. I had to I had a Sierra Nevada, like the mix pack, variety pack.
Nice.
Bop, bop, bop.
Mix pack.
Back, back, back. Had the sidecar.
Okay. Oh, man.
IPA in there. It's fine.
How's that doing these days?
It's fine. Yeah. Doing all right. No biggie. I had the Hop Solo. They got the Hop Solo in there.
Ooh, there you go.
Sort of Star Wars-esque. Just a straight-up IPA. It's pretty.
How come it's not on the Star Wars show?
I think it is.
Oh, yeah, I see it. Hop Solo.
It's a crystal hop.
It's a bottle.
Single crystal
hop. It's not a can. It's a bottle.
Oh, this is an old-school mix.
And then they have the Sierra Pale in there.
Nice.
We all got a Sierra Pale.
Label refresh. Though.
And then there's one more that I didn't check in, but I definitely drink. Yeah, it does have a label refresh. I can't remember what that one. There's a fourth one. Oh, the Ruthless Rye.
Oh,
Ruthless Rye.
Love me some Ruthless.
Wow. Yeah.
That's a good beer.
It's fine. I enjoy it.
They had a black IPA. What was that
called? Oh, probably black IPA.
There was Ruthless the Rye. And then they had the
black what should we name it? Black IPA.
Well, they
Cascadian Black.
Well, what we used to drink that. What was it called?
Man, I'm sure we
come on, Nick. Pull it together, man.
Wow, thanks.
I also went to Tioga Beer Garden.
Whoa.
Had a Mount Whitney XPA.
What?
And a Summer Vibes, bro.
Yeah.
Hoppy lager.
But no slushes for you?
No slushes. No I tried Becky's slush. That's there fine. You go. That was enough slush.
It used to be called Blindfolded, and now it's just called Black IPA.
Blindfolded.
Blindfolded and Ruthless both came out at the same time, and those were
one survived.
Fantastic.
Cantastic?
I wish it was Cantastic. Life and Limb was in Kansas here.
Yes. I haven't seen any of those, actually. They were supposed to be here. Maybe I'm just not looking.
I'm not getting a visual on that. Life and Limb.
It's a collab with Dogfish Head.
Oh, okay. And one more, not really worth mentioning, but I'm going to mention it anyway.
You're enjoyed by 13.
I was really desperate, and I had a Michelada beer. The mango. A mango michelada from Tio Rodrigo.
Okay.
I think it's a slow. I always think of it as being a slow brew, but I'm not really sure. But, oh, God, it was terrible.
You've seen
that. Oh, I have seen that. The Life and Lamb you showed me. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We've had that before.
Okay. Life limb.
Now I'm with you. But, oh, God, dude, that michelada is, I don't know if that's what they're always like. I didn't rate it because I didn't know what the hell. Like, I don't know if this is a good or bad version of a michelada, but it was, I couldn't even finish it at all. And I needed alcohol. I was like, still, I need alcohol this bad. What am I doing? What am I doing with my life? And they made me reassess things. Like, I'm here. I'm just here on a freaking Tuesday night drinking micheladas. What's going on with me, man?
Yeah.
What's going on?
Hey, man.
Hey, man. So, that's been caught drinking. That's the segment.
Oh, boy.
Whoa.
Ooh, middle cheers.
Like and two Nick won't like. What?
Wow.
I don't know. Oh, I feel like we need to get this one.
What do we need to do?
I don't know.
Don't break it. Oh boy. This is not going well.
Hey, did you just grab a white claw?
White claw. Draft white claw.
Fuck it, I'll get a white claw. Okay, this is where the night's going.
Gotta save some weight.
Bearded Brewer 87, what are your cheers? Well, thanks for asking, guys.
Hey, Bearded Brewer 87, what are you cheersing?
Cheers out to Brendan. Brendan. And Monica. Brendan was able to officially announce that he's opening his own brewery.
Oh.
He's famously known as the hoppy brewer for Central Coast Brewing.
Okay.
He is opening a place called Liquid Gravity Brewing Company in San Luis Obispo. So he's taking over the assets of what used to be Tappet Brewing.
Oh, I remember that place.
And so Santa Maria Brewing is, they're done with the facility. So they're,
we're done with this, bro.
Yeah.
Yeah. So how about it?
They're done with it. So he is, he recently signed paperwork to purchase the existing equipment and have signed a lease to take over the former Tappet Brewing location. So,
all right.
If you've ever been there, ever heard of it, it's going to be a new thing.
Cool. I'm excited.
So Liquid
Tappet Gravity. Always did all right.
They did.
Their beers are always
so
all right.
So they started a little bit rough and they figured it out. And then Santa Maria bought them and just basically was like, who? Tappet who?
What? Huh?
So It was unfortunate that happened because you always want breweries to do well. But now this is happening.
All right.
So Liquid Gravity.
Discount, of course. Check it out.
Coasting.
Ooh, that's nice.
Now going around the table from left to right of the podcast, all this beer donated to the show by Wazoo Corvette. It's, what is it?
I just cheers the mic stand, by the way.
Cheers
the
mic stand. This is a breakfast in a glass. Happy Cow Milk Stout. One pint of something random. Thanks, guys.
Milk stout.
Milk stout brewed with lactose and conditioned on hefty amounts of cacao nibs and vanilla.
Quite does remind
it
me
does
of
have
a
the
Russian.
Cacao.
Cacao.
It's pronounced
cacao. So you got your cheers. Everyone's got their cheers.
Oh,
there?
Cheers to cheers. Dwayne on Untappd. Otherwise known as
Dwayne
Bubba Dog IPA.
Bubba Dog.
He commented on Chew Your Beers post and he says hashtag Stop the Haze.
Oh.
So thank you,
Is that Dwayne. The hashtag you're going to be doing
That's
all
my
the time.
New favorite hashtag.
Stop the Haze.
Stop the Haze.
Hey, stop.
I'm going to show up to marathons with a sign. Hashtag stop the haze.
Stop the haze. Everyone will know what he's talking about. Like, yeah. Oh, dude.
Don't
that's,
haze
that's
it,
That's about the hazy beer, huh?
It's about hazies.
Everyone will know. More cheers?
That's my cheers.
All right.
Stop the haze.
Stop the haze. I'd like to cheers our Golden Gods.
Whoop,
whoop. Ba, 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 ba. Golden Gods, you guys are awesome. Ba, all of ba, you. Every ba, single na, na. One of you. You are awesome. The Golden Gods are the people, the next level listeners of the show that donate to us every month, $5 or more, using the website Patreon, Patreon.com/perfectpour is the site where you can go check it out. If you feel like donating to the show, that'd be awesome. You'd be super cool. And we get a little bit of extra bonus show with the tailgate and whatnot and so forth. Yeah. We'll be in Hawaii all next week with
that should be our Golden Gun music.
Yeah, right. With Magnum hanging out at the beach with a couple Dobermans.
There you go. Couple Dobermans.
Yeah, you always gotta have a couple.
Okay, you're all about it. Two Dobermans.
Two Doberman pinchers per show. And cheers to Beer Metal Dude, Barbie One, Squared Hole, that's Manny G, Marcus Sanchez of 566, and E-Rock Spats, and everyone that listens to the show and shares the show on your own social media and just hangs out and just be cool. We appreciate it. So much.
So
at
much.
Perfect Pour Pod on all the social media, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook.
We have one of those?
Yeah.
What do they do?
They try. They try.
Nice.
That's what they do. And you can follow Nick, the Nick 80.
See.
On the social media. Follow Matt, Beard Brewer 87.
That's me.
And Mikey, Top Pour.
Boom.
This is myself. And you can actually see Matt being industry at Tioga Sequoia Beer Garden, downtown Fresno, most of the days. And go check out Zach's. They got new mural.
Yeah.
They're getting air conditioning. Do they have air conditioning now?
Yes.
Like, oh, central air conditioning.
They fixed their air conditioning.
Ooh. Good job. So now you can just stay cool inside if you feel like it.
Their Yelp review now says it's too cold in here.
Too cold.
Right? That's official.
Too cold. Too cold. Because
they were cold.
Are they going to change their hours? Wow. Are they going to change their hours now if they got AC?
Maybe.
I don't know.
That might be. So go drink the beer.
Thursday through Saturday, go check out Zach's. And if you're coming to Fresno, just let us know. Let Scotty B know. He's the reps. Check out the reps page, perfectpourpod.com/reps.
Yes.
R-E-P-S. Wait, is that right? Yeah. R-E-P-S.
Sure.
I don't know.
One of
Check
us
it
made
out.
It.
You're like, you're coming to a town. And you're like, I wonder if there's a perfect pour listener in this town. It can guide me around and check it out. And that's all you need to know, man. Just be cool. And we'll be cool. And we'll be safe.
Uh-huh.
And have fun.
Uh-huh.
And check your dates.
No, we won't.
Oh, come on, Nick. Jeez, man. I'm just asking you just three simple things.
Don't let your enjoy boys age by 6 years.
Oh, I'll do it. What the hell?
What's the limit on an enjoy
beer's
by?
For fun. Go make some hard seltzer. Go make a hard seltzer.
For the record, Scotty I sent
B.
that to...
I want Scotty B to make a hard seltzer.
I sent that Instagram post to Greg from Stone. We'll see if he responds. He could just probably get me banned from Instagram.
Did you turn us in?
I'm going to turn these guys in to the Stone Bullies. You sons of bitches.
The Stone Bullies.
You're not supposed to drink that beer.
Get
no
good sons of bitches.
Fresno.